Welcome to Mike M's Weekly Reads. Barb's here, and she's gonna sneeze because I'm doing the Lord's work. She's gonna sneeze because you always sneeze when I'm doing the Lord's work. Well, this is Mike M's Weekly Reads. I don't remember what episode we're at, but I know I'm past 100. I have a lot of comic books to talk about that I've recently purchased, so I'm gonna try to marathon through some of these. The first batch came from a friend of mine online that he was looking for dupes and he was going to sell me some comics, and it's Kirk, and he's going to be coming on a Mike M's Collector's Corner. He has a lot of war comics, so he had a dupe of a GI Combat 277, and I think this is a Crisis on Infinite Earths issue, if I'm correctly. I have been getting Spawn. I have one through 100 consecutive. I almost have everything else, but I need to inventory my upstairs room to see what I have and what I'm missing. But I think I'm missing about 50 issues total from Spawn. And I'm working on Curse of Spawn, and he had a couple of them. So he had 13, 16, 25, 27 and 29. So I want to get those completed, and Hellspawn and Salmon Twitch, and if there's any others. He sent me some comics that I had no idea what they are. One of them looks like it could be a World War II book of some sort. It's from Buy More Comics. That's interesting. It's not like Buy More Comics, but it's BIMOR. It's a pretty creative name. Buy More Comics from 2017. This might have been a Kickstarter or something that he got, because I've never heard of Buy More Comics, but it's called Miss Victory and Her Cutie Commandos. And the reason I think it's a World War II book is because there is a Nazi fighter plane on the cover. Another comic series that he sent or asked if I wanted is another strange one. This one might be a Kickstarter of some sort or something he picked up. It's from Vigilante Comics, and that's with an X. I thumbed through it, and there's nothing X-rated in it, so I wonder why they called it that. But it's called Deborah Daring, the Private Eye with an Attitude, and he sent me issues 1 and 2. We then get to the original reason why I asked him to look at a book for me, because he's big into the Fighting Five, which is a Charlton. I've been trying to buy a lot of Charlton lately. Atlas, Charlton. Now I'm starting to get into Gold Key, publishers that I haven't been touching too much. And I just recently completed Peacemaker, but I didn't have his first appearance. Well, his first appearance is in the Fighting Five, number 40. So this is the real reason I contacted him. He had an extra, and I got issue 40 from him. It's a really nice copy. I would say it's VG. It's got a stamp on it, but it's like one of those bookstore stamps, and it doesn't really protrude anything, so it looks really good. But also in that bunch is I got 29 of Fighting Five, 32 of Fighting Five, 33 of Fighting Five, which is a really nice copy. That looks really good. 37 of Fighting Five, 38 of Fighting Five, and like I said, I got 40, which was my main target with the question. There are Fighting Five backups in the question because I just started reading the question from Charlton, and there are fighting. Matter of fact, one of the Fighting Five died, so I don't know if they just go in next issue and pick another member, or is it they called the Fighting Four now? I don't know. So there's issue 42 and issue 43. So thank you, Kirk, for helping me get the first question. It's a big deal to me. I really wanted it. And I couldn't find it on mycomicshop.com because that's where I usually target what most of the stuff I'm getting. And I couldn't find it on eBay either, believe it or not. when I was looking at right around the time I was getting the question. So thank you, Kurt. I want to go over some other books that I got from. Some of them were from mycomicshop.com, and some of them are from. I don't know if I already went over that one. I don't think I did. So I'm going to go over it again. These ones I need to write the numbers, but I got almost every issue of Mars Patrol, and I did read the first one. It's number 4. The Gold Key Comics did not put a number on the cover, and they're already bagged and boarded, so I don't want to open them up right now. But I know I have number 4. I think I have number 6, 7, 8, and 9 or something like that. And these are all awesome covers. There was one. I actually have almost the total run. I forgot their bag. They're bagged double-sided. And there's only one that looks like not painted, like a non-painted cover, like it's drawn with pencils. Everything else is like a beautiful painted cover. That other one stands out like a sore thumb, but I think I have 3 more issues of, well, 2 issues of that to complete the Mars Patrol Total War. But Total War also came out with the first 2 issues that were called Total War. So Total War was 1 and 2, and then after starting with 3, it became Mars Patrol Total War. If you're ever wondering what this is, it is kind of like G.I. Joe before there isn't a G.I. Joe. They're fighting a bunch of, I think they're like alien clones, but they look like humans. But they're all bald and they look have the same facial features and they call them baldies. But where it's like Star Trek is like those guys are like Cobra and they have like sophisticated weapons. And G.I. Why I say they're like G.I. Joe is because they have like specialists. They'll like have a comm specialist, a sniper specialist, various specialists. So I'd be very curious if this influenced G.I. Joe at all. Another comic book. Oh, these ones came from. I want to thank him for one thing. He gave me a great deal on these books. Oh, Reeds. I can't even pronounce his last name. Sturavant. But Reed's been a good friend of ours. Me and Barb. He sends us Christmas cards. He's listened to Geek Brunch. I think he's heard almost every single one of Geek Brunch, and he supports my shows a lot. And he knew I was looking for some comics, and this started off with, I think it started off with some just asking questions about Bronze Age, and he had some ghost writers, and that's what I was targeting. And then I said, "Do you have any Charlton?" And he did get me a Charlton book. It's Scary Tales number 19, and that's where he said, "Hey, would you like Gold Mars Patrol?" And I was like, "Oh, I never heard of Mars Patrol," but I saw the covers and I was like, this looks pretty freaking awesome. So I went for those. I'm glad I went for those. And he knows that I'm in Planet of the Apes. I think I own a lot of Planet of the Apes from Boom, like every single one that's come out. I think I own almost a complete run of the Marvel Planet of the Apes. And I own one magazine, Planet of the Apes. I own all the Boom hardcovers that are reprints of the magazine for Planet of the Apes. And these are some that I didn't have. One was from Adventure Comics. This is a black and white. This was a, came from Malibu Entertainment. They had several lines like Ultraverse, their Protectors line. I can't remember what that line was called. They had a Adventure line, and Planet of the Apes was one of them. And he sent me issue number 1. Number 9. And then 2 issues from Dark Horse that I didn't know about. He sent me issues 3 and 4. So those were an awesome deal. And then I also said, "Hey, I want to finish my Warlock and the Infinity Watch." And he sent me 25 and 26. So thank you, Reed. I really appreciate that. And I'll go over the ghostwriters if I can get to them. From mycomicshop.com, I was missing the one issue of Challengers of the Unknown 82. I had read it already. I have a Batman 277 that I am so close to having my goal on Batman, as far as Batman, the main title. Every Batman comic in his title. So he has three volumes of Batman, and I have every single comic book from 1973 on consecutively. And I have a lot more beyond that, but it's not consecutively. I have holes. So I'm saying from Batman 173, like from 1973 on, I have about like 20 issues left to go. And once I complete that, then I'll finish Detective. And that's in about the same boat because I started to put Detective into my comicshop.com order. So those ones are just in a weird order to talk about because I had read those two issues and they were spectacular. Let's see what else I got. I'm trying to work my way around these comics because I want to get these off the table and into a box and then get them read. So also from mycomicshop.com, I picked Cellies number 2, which is a recent series from the Roar imprint of Lionforge because I missed it. So I often go to mycomicshop.com and get books that I've missed. I got Sensational She-Hulk number 60 and number 13. I've been working on the Sensational She-Hulk, and my main target of She-Hulk has been the John Byrne issues. They're not all by John Byrne, but some of them are done by Steve Gerber, and I love him too. So I'm going to be picking that up, that entire series up. I got my final issue of Harrow County. This was my bad. I missed issue 4. On the previous one, I think I talked about I missed like 14 and something else. And that's just me like going through the order of books and just accidentally missing stuff. The reason I'm going sort of fast is because I'm recording a podcast tonight. So I picked up Spawn 85 and 86, and those were the two that I was only missing to get the complete run from 1 to 100. And I've been reading those pretty regular, like at least 4 or 5 issues of Spawn a week. I then got another rabbit hole. I wanted to get a complete version of The Pit. And I heard some of the full bleed ones were hard to get, but I did get a lot of them. So I picked up number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 was the first issue of when he left Image and went to Full Bleed. This is the Dale Keown story. I got 10, 11, 13, so I'm missing 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, I'm missing 18, and 19 is the last one, and I think there's 3 or 4 left to complete that run. But that's gonna be kind of hard to track down, I think. But I'll keep my eye on them because I want to complete it. And I noticed I got an email notification on my want list that they found one of them. So those usually have to act fast if they find one. But what did I do? So that was Kirk, the guy who sent me that first batch of comics, and he. I had tweeted that I got the first appearance of the question, and I meant to say Peacemaker because the question is in the Blue Beetle. I already own the first appearance of the question. I then got I love the Sword of the Atom comic, and I realized I was missing the two specials. So in order to complete the Sword of the Atom, I had to get Special 1 and Special 2. One came out in 19 they both came out in 1984 as specials. So now I have a full run of the Sword of the Atom. I then got Gen Son of Saturn number 1 and 2, which completed my run of Gen Son of Saturn. I then recently went over and found that I was missing a few issues of Legends of the DC Universe, and I picked those up. I was missing 37, which looks like it features Kyle Rayner. 38, which is, Looks like it's a Lantern Corps story arc, a two-parter. Scott Collins on art. I don't know who did it, but it says Grant. It could be Alan Grant. It could be a couple of other Grants. 37 and 38 were the Green Lantern story. I was missing 39, which was the sole survivor of Earth. It's a Superman story. Issue 40 is a two-parter by R. Faber and Todd DeZago. And this is the Atom versus Kronos in the Lessons of Time. So I completed my Legends of the DC Universe. I am working on completing every single Teen Titans comic ever published. I'm almost there. This is issue 36. It was a tough one for me to get, and because of its rating, it was a VG minus, but I went for it because they had it. I usually like to get VG or higher, between VG or very fine. But if it's too expensive, it's usually VG to fine. But I'm almost completed on that volume. But while I was looking through things, I realized I was missing like three issues of the new Teen Titans, the Marv Wolfman and Perez series. So I lied about where I was. I am trying to rectify that problem with my next order, and that should be rectified pretty soon. I then completed a few issues of World's Finest that I needed to get every single issue since 1973, because you might ask, why did I pick that year? That was the year I sort of discovered DC Comics. And I want to have every single DC comic ever published since 1973. And this was getting issue 244, 250, 311, and 321. So that completed my World's Finest going back to 1973. So I achieved it. We then get into me completing my strange adventures. I still think I need one more, but I gotta double check. Matter of fact, these have to go into the comic base still. They're not in there. We have Strange Adventures 211 and 216. And I have read those already. I just wanted to own them. I picked up from Charlton the Bionic Woman, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which completed my run of the Bionic Woman in Charlton, because that's all the issues there was. So I'm happy to pick that up. And then we get into the Atlas books. So these were also from mycomicshop.com. I picked up 1 and 2 of Vicky. I think there's 4 issues, and they were reprints of another title called Vic something something. I can't remember what it was. Let me give you the original title. But they were published with Atlas Comics. Oops. Discard. Getting distracted again. I'll have to bring up the app. I don't know why I closed it, or if it shut down on its own. Let's hope not. If you hear the music, that's. Oh, I hope I put these speakers on the right setting. Logitech. Yeah, it should be a Logitech. But it's weird that the sound of Comic Base when it came up played through my speakers on the laptop. So I don't know what that was about. But we'll find out when it comes up. But anyway, while that's coming up, let's talk about. Oh, we were talking about Vicky. I'll get you that information in a second. But I got issues 1 and 2. They were like extra-sized 80-page giants of reprints. So let me pop this up here. It's still thinking. Come on. Come on, the computer machine. Where did you go? I'll type Vicky. Those ones are already inventoried, believe it or not. This reprints Tippy Teen. So that's the where it came from. And from 1969. So they're reprints of Tippy Teen. So if you want the original stuff, you gotta get Tippy Teen. I then got Weird Suspense, issues 1, 2, and 3. This is featuring the Tarantula from Atlas Comics, so I'm getting very close to finishing that run. And then from Reed again, I got Ghost Rider number 19, 18, 19, 20, 21, Ghost Rider number 8, 9, 10, 13, 16, 14, and 15. So, what did this do for my Ghost Rider Volume 1? It sort of got me to where I only are missing like issues 3 through 8. Maybe a few after that. But I am like within 10 issues of completing my Ghost Rider. I do need one Marvel Spotlight. I think it's the final issue of Ghost Rider appearing, but I do have his first appearance. And then we're all squared away on Ghost Rider Volume 1. I've just completed Volume 2. I think I have everything else beyond that as far as Ghost Rider goes, but I have to double check to make sure I'm not missing anything. So that'll take me to a completion of everything that is Ghost Rider. I then went to a local convention and I picked up two books from Pat Broderick called Nibiru, The Legend of Anunnaki. Number 1 and 2. I didn't realize it was a Kickstarter, and some of the Kickstarter guys hadn't got their books, which kind of sucks. But I hope it's coming to him. I know he's working on number 3, so maybe if they he's I don't know how he solicited it. Maybe he said issues 1 through 3 on his Kickstarter, and he's trickling them out. I don't like when Kickstarters do that personally. That really annoys the shit out of me. But your thing might vary. My opinions on Kickstarters are starting to get. I'm getting jaded again. I'm getting really jaded because I'm waiting too long for certain things. The promise date going beyond 2 years, it's a little ridiculous from the date promised. And there's some really good stuff coming out. Like there's this one guy that's doing Combat from Sam Guzerman, or. But I haven't got his book yet. He's putting out another one. I think he's doing Aztec Ace. But I don't want to touch this new one until I get one book from him to prove that it's going to come in. So we'll see how that goes. We have Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes, all new collector's edition. This is, what number is this of the collector's? 55 of the collector's edition. Featuring a story by Paul Levitz and Mike Grell. The second story is Paul Levitz and James Sherman. So I've been wanting to get this giant size Superboy for quite some time. Matter of fact, I saw Mike Grell. I wish I would have had this book with me to have him sign it at the convention. It was the first local convention I went to that was a real convention. And they had like five artists. Everybody else was celebrities. I got my picture with Shannon Elizabeth, but they had like all of the Revenge of the Nerds guys. They had Colossus from Deadpool. They had so much. They had a lot of the Walking Dead people. There was a lot of celebrities there. So it was celebrity heavy, very comic book light. So I think there's other books that I haven't gone over, but I got the bulk of them. Oh, at that con, I almost completed the entire run of Punisher War Journal. So that's a big thing. So what I've done on Punisher is I've gotten all of Punisher Warzone completed. I've almost completed Punisher War Journal, and I'm now working on Punisher which I have a good run of it. I don't know how many issues I'm missing of Punisher, but it's probably like 40. And then once I get those, I'll have all of the Punisher main titles. I mean, there's still some other titles and minis that I'd be missing, which I'd like to get, but I'm not. I have everything that came out Punisher Max and Garth Ennis when it went to Marvel Knights. Anything that was Marvel Knights forward, pretty much have. There was a period of there where I would jump in and out of Marvel, and that's why I was missing some of these Punishers and some of the Ghost Riders from Danny Ketch run. But looking to complete all that stuff. Some of the comics I really want to get into are The Incredible Hulk. I have a good run of it, but I'm missing stuff. Avengers, something I'd like to complete. Captain America, and I just completed Daredevil. What else? And I've got some of like the. I would like to do the FF to a certain point, Avengers to a certain point. Like my earliest Avengers is 5. And it's a really nice 5, but it has hole punches in it, which devalued the hell out of it. But it's still a good reading copy. Cover's intact, everything's intact. It's a very good copy. So the next episode, I am gonna do some Nick Wetmore questions because I've put those off. I just wanted to get through these books so I can start cleaning up the table because it was getting a little bit out of control, and I wanted to do it before the next podcast starts, which is in like 40 minutes. So I want to thank you for listening. I will add the comic part, the weekly comic part, to the end of this, and we'll talk to you very soon in a few minutes. Bye. Hello and welcome back to Mike M's Weekly Reads. So this week has been a hell of a week ever since the holiday, 'cause I have some weird thing happening with my immune system where I just break out in hives constantly and haven't been able to figure out what has happened. So it's been happening since Friday, but the last 2 days have been, I've at least been able to get sleep at night and they've been tolerable and somewhat improved, and I haven't been on as much Benadryl and all kinds of other crap that makes me really groggy. But I wanted to get a weekly reads out this week, and I already recorded the other two, the entry points, the 2 episodes. And I wanted to get the weekly reads in because I still want to catch up. It's still a goal of mine, even if I'm not well. So this we're entering in the 2018s, and we're in January 15, 2018, through January 21st of 2018. And during that week, I only read 20 comics. It's pretty low. There were 2 Marvel and 18 DC. On the DC end, we'll start with the 3 out of 5s. Batman 38 and 39. I still want to reread these. I want to revisit them now that I know the big picture of what Tom King did in 50. It might change my opinion of these. A new killer on the streets leads Batman to believe it is Zaz, and then Two-Face. But it turns out to be the butler that Bruce gave a child, Wonder Woman, going to a fight a battle in another timeline where minutes are years and they might kiss. They go to give a warrior a break from fighting, basically, Wonder Woman and Batwoman. And it's like, how, what if they had a relationship or almost had a relationship in this alternate timeline, even though Selina's back there waiting for Bruce. Similar to the story with Superman and Wonder Woman in Action Comics with Lois conflict, except this time it's with Selina. Art was very nice as usual, Joel Jones. I think I was sort of bitter with this one because it reminded me, it was so similar. It was like, almost identical to the story, in my opinion, and it didn't offer anything different. But maybe in the big picture of things, it was to show that Bruce is loyal, I guess, to Selena. Like he's gonna be serious about this relationship. And I might feel differently about it now if I reread it. Plus, the art was fantastic. The art is never a concern with me, but I have been enjoying Batman quite a bit lately, so. Another 3 out of 5 is a Tom King book, Mr. Miracle 5 and 6, a last road trip with Barda before Scott has to turn himself in to be killed. That's when Orion comes down and asks for him. Scott and Barda invade New Genesis to get to Orion. They talk about remodeling the apartment, and Barda says she's pregnant. When he gets to Orion, he is dead, and Scott says he saw God. I don't remember this. This is another one. I am buying the trade for this, even though I have given this low ratings, because I think I want to absorb this in one sitting, you know? And then we get into another Kirby creation. This one is ranked 4 out of 5, so we're in the 4 out of 5s. I finished Commandy. The challenge, the Commandy challenge, number 7 through 12. A group of female dogs leads him to the next chapter, where he deals with the war between goats and wolves, and then leads him to being swallowed by a sea creature, where a robot keeps them captive in a room. That was an interesting one, and I think that one was Tom King too. He escapes with the help of shark people and attacks a dark tower, where he meets his mom, but she is a robot. The Dark Tower launches into space, where he teams up with space apes to take down a main villain who launches a robot to destroy all of Earth. This sounds crazy town, it is, and it's a different writer every issue. That's what the Commandy Challenge is all about. Commandy teams up with rats to conquer the robot, and then ends up talking to Jack the King Kirby, who grants him 3 wishes, and he kind of ends up back where he started by using his name to take himself back. Very cool. We then get into Neil Adams' Dead Man number 3. This is the 6-issue mini. I still have to finish this. I really enjoyed this. A lot of people shit on it, but I don't think they've read a lot of Dead Man to appreciate it. It is a little wonky with Neil Adams, because he's gotten kind of like strange over the last couple of years as far as what he writes. Not what he draws, but what he writes. But, it was in the vein of what Dead Man's about. We learn about Boston's father as he sacrificed one of his sons to the League of Assassins to save his wife. It's important because the League of Assassins is kind of how Dead Man got started, okay? The guy who killed him, the guy with the hook, was in the League of Assassins. I think the first appearance of the League of Assassins was in this issue? I can't remember. But this leads Boston's sister to try and find him and Nada Parbat. And then I said Zia and Aaron. I guess that's, I don't know what why I put that. Tales of Suspense 77-78. Tony manages to get his armor off to fight Ultimo. Steve revisits video that reminds him of his long-lost love. He never even knew her name. A bomb went off and she got amnesia, and they never ran into one another again. Steve thought she died in France as a freedom fighter. Iron Man defeats Ultimo with the volcano and manages to escape the Mandarin. Cap and Fury fight a monster developed by them, all caps, which is AIM. Fury gives Cap a transmitter to call S.H.I.E.L.D. Those were some good comics, those Tales of Suspense. We got the Wildstorm, Michael Kray, number 3 and 4. Barry Allen is killing scientists that are advancing AI. Kray sent to kill him, to kill the Flash, to take the armor and speed pills he uses. He poses as someone in the government that thinks the end is coming because of the AI. He gets close to Barry and then sets him up by saying he knows a group of AI people getting ready to sell to the government. That is his team, and they take out the Flash. Next, this world's version of Aquaman. Also, the doctor that is taking care of him has her own hidden agenda, and that's the doctor that's taking care of Michael Cray, kind of like where he works at. Strange Adventures 209 through 211. The Dead Man Saga continues. Dead Man thinks Cleveland killed him because of jealousy. That's his brother, you know, Boston and Cleveland. Only to find him importing Mexicans to do cheap labor for some white guy. This is very interesting in the climate. but this is a 12-cent issue. When he is at risk of being discovered, Cleveland ordered to kill the Mexicans, but he goes the right path and saves them, ends up saving them. He starts having a conscience, is what happens. This leads Cleveland to bring back the circus to pose as Boston, which brings out the Hook Killer. Tiny knocks out Cleveland and does the cost and does the oh, what am I doing? Tiny knock Tiny's the one of the circus performers, the bald guy, knocks out Cleveland and does the costume and gets shot. But the I don't even know what I wrote there. This leads Deadman to a fortune teller who is running a hoax as he is led to her after the surgeon believes Tiny is saved by mysticism. I don't know what I mean by that other sentence. They think the lion tamer, but he is only a pawn. Okay, so they think that he's the killer, but he's a pawn in this whole story, and you eventually learn who the killer is. We got five out of five. So now we're entering the five out of fives. We got Bloodlines, number one, which mostly focuses on reintroducing loose canon to the DC Universe. Does it so well and introduces other Bloodline characters before they were bitten. And this is the Bloodline series that came way later than the annuals. This is the Bloodline series that happened in New 52, I think, right before Rebirth. We got Doomsday Clock number 2. More backstory on why Asmodeus, I can't pronounce his name, and Rorschach want to help Marionette and Mime to get to Dr. Manhattan. Introduces a Batman in the multiverse. And Doomsday Clock was awesome, but it just goes to show that how late this book is, because this was from January when I was reading it on time, and now I've been letting them pile up. So the five out of fives that week were Bloodlines number one from DC Comics and Doomsday Clock number two. We then get into the next week, which is January 22nd through January 29th of 2018. There's a total of 21 comics, one Marvel, four Dynamite, 16 DC. Another small week for me. We had Action starting with the three out of five. We had Action Comics 585. This was I don't know why I read this just randomly. Phantom Stranger. This is the from the original series, obviously. Phantom Stranger and Superman to take down a magical Earth monster comprised of souls of murderers because a gem causes the creation of a monster. So it's a, sort of a team up. Oh, this was an Action Comics John Byrne issue. That's why I was reading it. I believe I was reading some Action Comics late at night. And this one came up, and I love Phantom Stranger, so I read that. I'm gonna let Harley out, take a sip of Dr. Pepper. And go back, finish this episode. So where were we? We then hit the four out of fives. We have Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4 through 6, Volume 1. The turtles are dying in this world because of Mutagen, the thing that created them. Ra's al Ghul teams up with Shredder to give Mutagen to everyone in Arkham. Casey Jones comes through a portal to try to and bring the turtles back. They defeat the Foot and send everyone back to their world. The inmates, after the huge fight, are changed back to normal, the Arkham inmates, because they were mutagened. We then get into another 4 out of 5, which is Batman Creature of the Night. I gotta finish this. It's called a real world story of a kid who loves Batman comics and has a very similar tragic event that are like Bruce Wayne. As he grows, he seems to channel a creature of the night, much like Batman that goes after villains. His uncle invests his money in a company, and it is doing very well. He invests it in helping people and technology. He is later accused of knowing insider information from the creature and taking advantage of situations. So this is, instead of being an Elseworlds, it's a real worlds. We then get into a Dynamite run here. We got Shadow. I actually put Shadow Man. That would be an awesome team up, Shadow Man Batman, but this is Shadow Batman, number 1 through 4. A new organization is controlling the world market and technology and advancements led by one of Shadow's villains and Ra's al Ghul. He is another immortal and is able to control Batman. And this continues from the Batman Shadow series from DC Comics. And it's written by the same writer, Steve Orlando. So it's very good, very continuous type story. We then get into another last 4 out of 5, which is Atari Force number 2. This continues the introduction of Babe, Pack Rat, Tempest, Blackjack, and Dart. Dart and Blackjack at war on a planet and hunted by a huge monster. Babe captured from a planet and almost killed in an airlock. Tempest tries to unsuccessfully to be with his girlfriend, but rejected by her father and girlfriend. I remember that. Tempest is real sensitive ponytail guy. So, Garcia Lopez art, awesome. And then we get into Bloodlines, that new one I was talking to you about. Again, the 5 out of 5s, that's 2 through 6. The team finds out there are others who have aliens in their bodies, and at some point it will overcome them. They give the code names, but there is Sparks, Geist, Razorback, Loose Cannon for sure. So they don't have code names, but those are the ones that I mapped them to of the original Bloodlines. There is a priest who is absorbing and controlling the members of the town, and the team has to take him out. The one guy with the guns wants to kill them all, like he did his family after they were consumed by the aliens. There's also a little girl who is controlling people, like the boy in the Twilight Zone movie, but she never meets the Bloodline group. So this was like meant to be like a continuous story, but it just kind of ended there. And that I'm going to tell you who that wrote that, because this was really, especially if you guys are aware of the Bloodlines annuals and you want to explore some of these characters. The big character that came out of Bloodlines was Hitman. He was the most successful one. But in 2016, they came out with another Bloodlines comic, and it was written by V. Kenneth Marion. Oh no, that's the artist. Sorry. V. Kenneth Marion, the writer was J.T. Krall. Very good series. Highly recommended for those of you who are fans of those annuals. Even though this is kind of like a retelling, it's really well done. We got Batman White Knight 1 through 4. Batman is becoming more a force of destruction as Alfred is dying and eventually does die. Gotham is turning against him, and the Joker takes some pills that turn him into an advocate of Gotham and makes it his goal to get rid of the Batman. So it's like reversing the roles, like Joker good, Batman bad. He is winning over the police, Nightwing, Batgirl, Duke, and Commissioner Gordon, and that is the Joker. We then got our Marvel book, which is Defenders number 40, first series. A green leprechaun is controlling things and people around New York area and causing chaos. Jack Norris, who's the husband of Valkyrie, is given money, $300,000, to leave the team and quit bitching by Nighthawk. He's like, shut the fuck up and get out of here. Here's $300,000. Doctor Strange and Hulk are acting out of character. Matt Murdock gets Valkyrie out of jail. She's in jail, and she gets a new costume. A group throws a rock through a window, calling the Defenders for harboring a communist. And that communist is the red. Well, god dang, why am I blanking on her name? The Red Guardian. I almost blanked. The female Red Guardian. The assassin and group fight the Red Guardian, and she defeats him. I love the Defenders. Oh my god, they're so good. So the 5 out of 5s that week were Bloodlines, Batman, White Knight 1 through 4, and Defenders 40. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know any questions you may have, and you can tweet me anytime at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send an email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. I will read it on the show. And any topics you want me to cover or anything, you can gladly send them, and I will talk about them on the show. So thank you for listening, and you can reach me also at the site at geekbrunchpodcast.com. On Facebook, you can type Geek Brunch Podcast, click the like button, and that's about it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will talk to you very, very soon. Bye-bye.